As part of a rate increase case for Wisconsin Power and Light customers, the chlor-alkali plant in Port Edwards, run by the company ERCO, wants to lock in electricity rates for a decade. ERCO would then spend millions of dollars on new technology to eventually eliminate its mercury emissions. Right now, the company emits 25% of the state's total. The proposal has caught the eye of the national conservation group Oceana. Spokeswoman Jackie Savitz says ERCO's current operation is a dinosaur.
The ERCO facility is one of only six in the country like it that are producing as much mercury emissions as it is. And since this technology is now totally unnecessary, we've been focusing on it to try to eliminate it.
Savitz says it's unusual for a power company and an industrial plant to team up on mercury reductions.
Yeah, I've never before heard of it happening, especially for this much mercury pollution, where a company will say, if this other company helps us out, we'll make all this pollution go away.
Savitz backs the plan to help ERCO as long as the Public Service Commission blocks the firm from selling mercury pollution credits to other companies. But the Citizens Utility Board says a bad precedent would be set for other businesses that basically want residential power customers to subsidize their pollution cuts. PSC staff have laid out various options for the commission today, but a PSC spokeswoman said it would be inappropriate to talk to a reporter just before the commissioners make a decision. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.